Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me, to start us off on this Friday morning, Friday 24th of January, 8 minutes past six. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday, everybody. How's it going and all? And anyway, it is the weekend. We made
yes,
it. We did it. We're here.
It is. Yes, indeed.
It's
happy
a
Friday, folks. I tell you something, you're not going to have to up the ante now for next Friday, right? Because next Friday is the day.
It's the day.
It's the
January's
day.
Over.
Yeah.
January's over this day,
so,
next week.
So, I mean, merely playing this level of highfalutin music.
I know, it's going to be a long week now, ladies and gents. Let's not get too carried away. Let's not get too excited.
No, come on, PJ. It's only 1 week.
You've
made it through the first 18 weeks
of
January.
It's January.
You've got one more week
Time
left.
Goes literally at a snail's pace. It'll feel like the whole month of February. Watch it now and see. It'll be like the whole month
this
of February.
Next week, Will?
Yeah, it will.
Great. Anyway,
dragging the stone bottom along the carpet
this
week.
We're going to have to find particularly celebratory music then.
Yeah, I know,
for
yeah.
next Friday morning.
I know. We need something a little
up
bit special.
Ante.
You're dead right. You're dead right.
It'd be like the music you'd use at the start of a new millennium or something.
I think we should do requests on the Thursday.
Yeah.
We should make the whole show about what music can we play to celebrate
music for
the
Friday.
End of the pox month of January, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
When does everybody get paid? What day is that?
Well, it's normally, some people it's the last day of the month, some people it's the last Friday of
a
month.
Ah, well, well.
So it's all the same, isn't it?
I'd say it again, Jim.
Jesus.
We have to do something. We have to celebrate the moment.
Yeah. It should be street parties and everything. It should be like a mini St. Patrick's Day.
No. Like, you want to have a public announcement. Remember, like, years ago on the streets after World War II and all?
Yeah.
You heard the megaphones were there going, Germany has surrendered. No, no. The war is over. The truce has been made.
I'll get you a loudspeaker. I'll get you a loudspeaker. You can walk around the streets here.
Yeah, I will.
January is over.
A deal has been made. January is officially over. Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
Payday was today. And people celebrating and kissing each other.
That's the way forward, you know. That's the way. Anyway, listen, folks, hopefully you're in good form heading into the weekend and looking forward to it. Even if there is another week to sort of eke out before the end of January, come on, you can make the best of it. It's a bit of respite. It's the oasis of a weekend.
It is.
In the desert of January.
Now you're getting with the colourful language.
I got all very poetic there.
You did,
for a moment.
I like that. I'm into that.
Wow.
Finally, I feel like you're expressing the misery of January very well.
I'm all overcome with that now. I'm going to have to go for a lie down. Annie Lennox walking on broken glass here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy old PJ and Jim, just a quarter past six. Just before we do the birthdays, PJ, a couple of very pertinent comments after you were saying there about, you know, the end of January and payday and all that sort of stuff. Keith just wants to let you know that he's been paid four times already this month.
Keith. I was very close to coursing there. Very close.
And also,
I nearly called you a burinastard or something like that.
Yeah. And also, John Heavey's been on. And I think it's a question that maybe the rest of the nation are kind of wondering as well. He says, Jim, why does PJ always give out about it not being payday? Surely he's a millionaire and only works with you as a hobby.
That's right, yeah, John, yeah. Yeah, John, that's why I had to move out of me gap. Because, you know, the hobby, you know, I just didn't want to spend money on rent. That's right, John, yeah.
Yeah, he only does it as a hobby. He comes in here. He comes in here because he's bored.
No, that's not to say.
Bored counting his money.
Yeah. In fairness to him, he did put a few screwball faces on the bottom of that text.
Correct.
As if to let us know he was just trying to upset.
Yeah, just trying to wind you
up. At least all of us.
Right, okay, here we go. Birthdays, some good ones for you today. We're going to start with a musical legend.
Yeah.
Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond?
Yeah.
Now, which one is Neil Diamond? Give me one of his songs, because I'm always confusing him with Barry Manilow.
He's the man, right, who has given us probably the most butchered wedding song of all time.
Can't smile without you. Is that him?
No, that's Barry Manilow.
Do you see? This is the point I'm trying to make.
Diamond is the man behind Sweet Caroline.
Oh, yeah.
Bad. Exactly. Yeah. When you were young, every feckin' wedding.
Oh, every wedding.
And every Elwyn and Elfla.
Yeah, the same. And there's
where it began. Whoa.
it's such a pony song, isn't it?
Oh, dear.
Touching you.
Yeah, that was
touching me.
Everybody now.
Yeah. Oh, and then straight after that. Liver next door, Hill Addis, Palace. Oh, shit.
And, so Neil, mind you, I mean, he's had a few.
And what's the, there's a trinity of those songs. That does the other one is
Well, there's the other
Miss American Pie. That's the one that all the wedding bands.
Exactly.
And then, she was singing my
and don't forget, of course, the other classic that every wedding has butchered at some stage is Simply the Best.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. That's when all the L ones are dancing in their bare feet.
Yeah.
Because they're all too jarred to stay on.
You know it's gone too far there. It's only getting worse now.
God, you've really put me into a time and place with all of these songs now.
Something. Anyway, Neil Diamond. 115 million records he sold over his career.
You're joking.
Yeah, and of course the man who, you know, from your movie E.T., Turn On Your Heart Light and all that.
Yeah. God, I bet you he can pay his rent.
Yeah.
I'd say Neil Diamond... It is hard, Neil Diamond, we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Why do I... God, get Barry Manilow's head.
Why are you obsessed with Barry Manilow?
I'm not obsessed with Barry Manilow. It's just I get them confused. It's like the way I get the other two lads confused. Paul, what's his name?
Paul
Ebony
Young
and Ivory.
Paul McCartney.
Is it Paul McCartney I always think he is? Yeah. I just get them confused.
Now you're actually confused who you get confused with, is it?
Yeah.
You're confused about who you confuse
people
with each other. Yeah.
And next time someone asks me, I'll say, you know that Paul Young, forever thinking he's Barry Manilow. That's what's going to happen now. That's what's going to happen.
Right, Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond, he's not a young man. No. He's like 65.
79. Oh,
jeepers.
79. Been around a long time.
Was way off.
Right, okay, quick one with Jules Holland.
Jules Holland.
Of?
Yeah, of the Poot Nanny.
Yeah. I mean, I know he was originally in Squeeze and all that, but...
Can I just say something I don't like saying?
Go on.
Well, he does my head in.
Right, good.
He does my head. You know, welcome to the New Year show that we recorded in September.
Yeah.
You know,
but I mean, he gets a lot... He seems to have a lot of credit among other musos.
Yeah, he's...
They all seem to respect him a lot.
Because he gets them on the BBC on New Year's Eve. That's what he does.
Mind you, the Tube back in the day.
Mm.
With Paulie Yates and all that.
Yeah, that was actually a very good show.
Mm.
But because Paulie Yates was in it.
Yeah,
she
possibly,
was the character.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
in fairness,
yeah,
she dragged his little miniature bottom through the whole thing. She did. That's,
yeah, I was probably tuning in more for Paulie Yates than I was for
Jules
Holland.
I was, definitely, for loads of reasons. She was the better presenter. She was better, and she was an awful better look. Sure, she could have picked him up, and she could have picked her teeth with that fella.
So legendary musician Jules Holland.
Legendary musician. I'm gonna say this is a tough one, actually. 63.
Oh, not bad. 62.
Ah.
62. Right, come on, we're on a roll. Aid Edmondson, you were only talking about him the other day.
I was talking about him the other day. Bottom.
You were a big Bottom fan.
Yeah, and the Young Ones.
You still are a big Bottom fan.
I was just old enough to catch the end of the Young Ones. A lot of the jokes are over my head, but I remember watching it and seeing, thinking I was watching something really special, really madly different.
Yeah.
And it was definitely madly different.
It was meant for you and not for your parents kind of thing.
Yeah, it was actually meant for neither of us.
Yeah.
But I got more crack out of it because I was coming through. You know what I mean? I was about to come through through the old adolescent period. But he was great. He's one of the funniest men because he was so into just the ridiculousness of comedy.
Yeah.
Like in the way that the two lads, Starstruck, what? It doesn't matter. I've lost. I can't think of their name.
My God, the man's having a breakdown.
I'm having
here.
A breakdown today. I can't.
His mind is literally in turmoil.
I'm not able to tolerate myself very well today. I'm doing my own head in.
The two lads.
I can't think.
We're not
of
back to Ebony and Ivory, are we?
No.
Ebony.
Yeah, that's it. Barry Manilow. What was the name of the show? What's the... They're two of my favourite.
Jones.
No, and your man George Dawes was on it with the scores and Ulrika Johnson was on it.
Well, it's funny
Shooting
you should mention
stars.
Yeah, because he's coming up next. It's Vic Reeves' birthday today
as
well.
Vic Reeves is who I'm thinking of.
Well, there you go. It's his birthday as well.
Oh,
so you can do it
really?
As a double whammy. It's Vic Reeves' birthday and it's Aid Edmondson's birthday.
Well, now
birthday.
You know what you've done.
What
I'm never going to not confuse Aid Edmondson and Vic Reeves with each other from now on.
There you go. I've just solved your problem.
Well, Aid Edmondson is 53.
No, he's 63. And Vic Reeves is...
63. 61. Dear God.
That went well.
Yeah.
Right. And then I've a couple of quick ones left, right? One is, I'm almost going to get under the table when I tell him this one, right? But it's Luis Suarez's birthday today.
Oh my God, I hate that man. I had that man.
Yeah.
And all of the
Uruguayan cannibal.
Oh.
Luis Suarez.
I cannot stand that man. If he's not biting and fouling and robbing African teams of chances in the World Cup and nibbling people, or playing for Liverpool, which is the worst thing he ever did.
Well, that's worse than being a cannibal.
Yeah.
Worse than being a cannibal.
Oh, my God. Does anybody like him? Does anybody like him?
I'm not sure they do. I don't know if Liverpool fans do.
Oh, but they still stood by him, even when he was doing all the racial stuff and all.
Yeah, but the last thing is, did you see the Jamie Carragher stuff, where they came out and he said he was embarrassed by that himself?
I bet he was.
He was like one of these, like,
this is a fella that spits on young ones going up the motorway.
Exactly. And he said he wasn't, it was one of those kind of like the t-shirts were left out for you and you kind of felt you didn't want to go against the crowd and all that.
I bet you. I bet there's not, I bet there's severe pressure like that within any of those clubs.
Evra says he got an apology letter from Liverpool Football Club.
Did he?
Yeah.
So they were mortified.
They were mortified by him, yeah.
Yeah. Suarez, he was like having a drunk uncle around you all the time. Wasn't he? Everyone's making excuses. And then later on the texts go, listen, sorry about that.
Listen, yeah, I know, we just... You know, you can't leave him behind, you know?
We didn't realise.
Trouble was, he was a blooming good footballer. That was the embarrassing part.
He is, still. A cracking footballer. That's the disappointing thing.
It is.
There's some real...
Because there's some real horrible lads
who are gifted.
When they are great footballers, then you're going, he's an animal, he is a biting, fouling, cheating, whatever. I think he's going to sign for your club. Great footballer, though.
Yeah, great.
I tell you.
Great talent. What's the other
one of them? We are so fickle like that.
Your man, I can't stand him now. Oh, God, he's one of the biggest players in the world. Plays for Paris Saint-Germain.
Oh, Neymar.
He's the new Suarez now.
I don't think he's eating anybody, but...
No, worse.
Just rolls around a bit.
Whinging about how much millions he has. Tosser. Suarez, he's like 34.
33.
Oh, fart. Life almighty.
Right, and then here's your curveball for today, right? It is the birthday of one Bamber Gascoigne.
Bamber Gascoigne. Bamber Gascoigne.
Yeah. Don't pretend you don't know who that is.
Why can't I place who Bamber Gascoigne is? It's Gaz's daughter. Wife.
Oh my God. People have crashed their cars. Bamber Gascoigne.
Yeah.
Is the original presenter of Challenge.
That's who it is.
Gaz's daughter.
Oh my God. Gaz's daughter.
That is going to go down as a moment in radio history. Bamber Gascoigne is Gaz's daughter. Sweet lamb.
I was about to say, was she not on Love Island?
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. University College Dublin.
Yeah. What is the name of the playwright? Oh my God. I got to give myself a heart attack.
Oh my God.
I loved that show as well. University Challenge, because I could never and still will never get an answer right.
Remember, we tried. We picked some questions. We tried to find a question we knew the answer to.
Not only did I never get an answer right, I actually thought they were sitting on top of each other on a balcony. I actually thought
That's right. You thought they were one above the other.
I thought they were one above the other so Bambi could see them.
Oh my God.
I didn't realise it, yeah. I remember when you pressed the buzzer, it went boom.
Yeah. Gallagher, University College Dublin.
Yeah, well, that's never going to happen. Gallagher, Professor of Arts in the University of Ridiculous. And it was only you two. Mike told me lately that they weren't sitting on top of each other.
Yeah, split screen. That would have been an amazing question, though, wouldn't it? For the modern version of University Challenge, the one that Jeremy Paxman does. Your first question is: who is Bamber Gascoigne? Gallagher, University College of Arts.
Yeah. Paul Gascoigne's daughter?
Yeah. No, it's not.
It is. She was in Love Island. I appeal the question. Or the answer. I appeal my own answer.
Right. How old is he?
He's 83.
He's 85. He's 85. Right. A little bit older than Paul Gascoigne's young one.
Oh my God.
That's going to go down as one of my favourite moments. That's right up there with when you thought the Charles Dickens thing was a musical. It's fantastic.
Thought Charles Dickens wrote a musical. With Fagin in it.
Now you're up to date on the home and the no repeat 7-7, putting €1,000 on the line every hour. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff, John. Happy Friday to you, sir.
Happy Friday. How are you all doing?
You must be particularly happy.
Yeah.
Absolutely thrilled.
It's the end of your early morning sojourn.
Indeed. indeed. I have to say, I feel very grateful to be in part of your wonderful show. And that
why does he make it sound? He hasn't even said anything funny yet, and I know you're getting a kicking.
I know. I am unable to do sincerity in a conventional sense. You know the way.
or at all.
Well, no, I can. The heartfelt thing just doesn't quite, you know, get there naturally.
Yeah. You're a man's man, John,
yeah,
aren't
but,
you?
You know, returning to the relative obscurity and anonymity of the afternoons will be difficult, you know. I will miss you.
I can't wait to tell Damo that.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I believe you operate in the relative obscurity of the afternoons.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this is where the fun takes place, isn't
it?
But
think of the Lions, John. Think of the Lions.
Well, up until 7, really, you know. Rather, I mean, yeah, you get up at 4:30 living where I do, so you have to make an effort.
Funny enough, you get up at 4:30 living where I do, too.
There you go now, yeah. There's the challenge.
Look at the hillbillies, the parents.
Different county.
Yeah. Anyway, it's been good fun having you around,
absolutely,
John.
Absolutely, yeah. Till the next time in 3 weeks' time.
Wonder what will happen to you when you go off into the desert that is the afternoon.
Yeah, I don't know.
She will know, like he says. Tara will be sick again in a couple of weeks, and then she's on holidays, I'm sure, before Patrick's Day. Anyway.
Actually, for God's sake, look at this. It's, oh my God, we're this far into January, there hasn't been an official holiday yet.
Yeah. I know.
Extraordinary.
It's good going. She does get 5 days a month official holidays, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you imagine?
I wouldn't make too many plans, John. That's all I'm saying, right?
Valentine's around the corner. I'd be ready. Something on the
something on the horizon.
Kim Wilde, You Keep Me Hanging On here at Classic Hits. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. Kim Wilde, of course, who graced the stage of Forever Young, which is making its return this next summer. Some big acts lined up for that as well. It was a belter of a start. The first ever Forever Young Festival last summer. PJ and myself were there on Saturday, was it? Was it the Saturday we were there?
Kim Wilde was
definitely on stage while we were there.
Yeah, she was. Oh, yeah, yeah. We were there for Kim Wilde. Yeah. We did Jimmy Somerville day. Well, I missed him, actually. I went home and all. Very late for me. But I saw Kim Wilde. Who else did I see?
His ma came and collected him.
Yeah.
She was there standing going, PJ, come on. And he was going, oh, ma. Oh, my friends are staying.
Jim is here still.
You're embarrassing me. PJ, come on. You know the way you get.
Jim is here with his girlfriend and all. Don't be making it show me now. That's what I was saying.
But anyway, Forever Young, looks like it's going to be another belter next summer. So looking forward to that, I have to say. Anyway, what have we got for you? A few quick texts, PJ, that you're going to be interested in. I don't really know where to start. Let me start on the supportive side, right? Dee, I think it is, has been on to say that she too thought that in university challenge. Sorry, it was Shirley, said that she too thought they were on a balcony. In university challenge.
So I'm not alone.
No, she didn't realise it was a split screen.
At least I'm not alone.
I mean, she didn't realise until literally we've just told her.
Now, which is what happened the last time we talked about Bambi Gascoigne.
Yeah. And also, Richie's been on, Bo's Richie, to say, in a weird sort of a way, you're not completely wrong, because when... and here's another weird coincidence that's either happening today is, right, you know Aidan Edmondson's birthday?
And was in
the Young Ones.
Yeah.
And the Young Ones did university challenge...
They did.
Yeah.
That's one of their most famous episodes, taking part.
And one of the gags is that they're on top and Aid Edmondson puts his foot through the floor to kick one of the other.
That's right.
Whoever's underneath.
That's right.
So it's a kind of a weird
twist. What a weird
twist.
Circle we're in there. A weird, surreal circle, just like an episode of The Young Ones.
Absolutely. Because also, we were talking about Bamber Gascoigne and when you made that remark, shall we call it?
Howler.
About it being... Gaza's daughter.
I know.
And then lo and behold, she turns up in the papers today.
She's in the paper. She's in the social pages there on the Star, I think it is. Yeah.
Bianca
Gascoigne. In fact, it's an easy mistake to
it
make.
It is an easy mistake. Now, Dan has been on from Cork. He thinks John might be winding us up about, you know, missing us in the mornings. Not at all. John wouldn't be like that.
John?
Yeah.
I don't think so. No, he's very sincere sort of a fella.
Yeah. Of course he's going to miss us, isn't he?
I think we'll have to ask him again.
And also, this is the pièce de résistance. Neil Diamond's birthday today, right? We're talking about Sweet Caroline and all of that sort of
shenanigans. And all the other sort of wedding songs.
And you know he wrote songs for other people?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he wrote songs for the Monkees. right?
Really?
Yeah,
I suppose they were rubbish, really. They weren't real. They were like put together.
Yeah, they
weren't a real band.
They were a boy zone. Not a boy zone, sorry, a boy band.
Yeah, they all auditioned to be in it. Yeah.
But also, the one, of course, that will matter most to you is he is also responsible for writing Red Red Wine.
Oh, no. Really? Well, in fairness to him, at least he had the decency not to perform it himself. Like, he obviously saw, this is brutal. No one has got... And then he saw them and went, oh, I think I'm onto something here. You know?
Yeah.
He was the bit of a... He's obviously the bit of the double glazing salesman of music.
Yeah.
Back
in
the day.
It was like... It was like that, you know, that suit that, you know, is in a shop for years that nobody will ever buy. You think, look at that. Nobody will buy that colour. For God's sake, look at that. And then somebody walks in.
And then someone
in.
Walks in and goes, I'm looking for something a bit different.
I got something for you.
Now, how different are we talking? Do you really want to stand out? Yeah!
Would you like people to talk about you even after you're gone?
That's the impression I'm trying to make. I have exactly what you need.
Queen, good tune, Don't Stop Me Now. Wasn't that the tune that they said was like the ultimate sort of... Was it the ultimate pop tune, no?
I don't know.
It came top of some chart.
Oh, that's right, the ultimate feel-good song.
Feel-good song.
Yeah, because they took all these different aspects of the song and the tempo and the voice, the rhythm, the lyrics, and of course, science ruins everything, but somehow it became... doesn't ruin everything. Science actually makes everything better. But it somehow made it... They came up with sort of sums that proves it to be the best song, the best feel-good song ever. Yeah.
It is a cracking tune, to be fair. Listen, welcome along, folks. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you. 6 minutes away from 7 o'clock. A couple of very quick ones, PJ. Apparently, Paul in City West says that Neil Diamond did actually perform Red Red Wine, but wait for it, UB40 just did it better.
What?
Can you imagine what Neil's version is like?
This is perverse to say these things.
Anyway, listen.
Absolutely outrageous.
We've loads going on for you today. Of course, the hit bit on the way in about an hour's time. A chance to win a few quid. Much needed, of course, this end of January. Also, final chance to win some goodies on our breakfast table quiz. Another guaranteed prize for the Dublin Racing Festival at Leopardstown. And, of course, we'll be handing out the big one. The banquet that PJ is so excited about.
Yeah, the big banquet, yeah. Molly Malone banquet, that's at the end of it, if you have the highest score. It's actually, considering the questions we have, though, the score is quite high at 9.
Is that what it is, 9?
Isn't it 9, yeah.
Something like that, yeah, there.
Or 8, maybe. No, 9 to beat, yeah.
9 to beat. That's
you
on the way.
You made me panic again.
And also, we're going back in time. We're going to actually literally hear a voice.
A voice from the past.
The past. Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you folks. Friday 24th of January, almost 10 past 7. Hit bit on the way this hour. A chance to play for over a grand. Very, very welcome this end of January, that's for sure. That's on the way, but first...
Oh my God, this is very big news.
This is exciting. This
very big, very breaking news.
We go all sort of documentary now, don't we?
I hope you're ready for this, people. This is a voice from the past. After 3,000 years. Yeah, 3,000 years ago.
Yeah.
This is like literally
never
time travel.
Never before heard, to the best of my knowledge.
Never before. How could you?
Yeah.
How could you? We never had the technology.
Like as you say, 3,000 years.
3,000 years of lying silent. And the voice of a mummified Egyptian priest can now be heard.
It's absolutely
phenomenal.
Extraordinary. Really
so the body of a guy called Nesyamun, who lived at the time of the pharaohs, right?
Yeah.
His body
he's
is
no,
so
he's
well
no Two Hats McCann now, to be fair.
Two Hats. I love that story.
Anyway, sorry, we digress.
You have to explain that.
I will later on.
Oh, my God. So a body of Nesyamun, who lived at the time of the pharaohs, and his body is so well preserved through the mummification process that the vocal tract is still intact. Now, that meant that they could replicate it, right?
Incredible.
So researchers, they've been able to reconstruct it completely and, make it react and act like a regular vocal, like it would have in the day.
That's
which
incredible.
Means we can now hear the actual voice of Nesyamun as it was back in the day.
Nesyamun.
Yeah, the mummy was put through the CT scanner, right, in Leeds.
Do we know what he would have been? Would he have been
He was a priest.
A priest,
yes,
right.
Yes, so that was the thing. So he was a priest. So this is the voice you're about to hear from the past, from 3,000 years ago. This is the voice. The voice that gave incantations and liturgy to the thousands.
It's like living history.
Ladies and gentlemen, a voice of the past, a moment you'll never forget for the rest of your life. Jim McCabe, in your own time.
Right. This is it.
Jesus. Like, honestly, that's it? It sounds like an old goat with a sore leg. Doesn't it? It's like a goat with a sore leg. I mean, they built it up so much.
Yeah, I'm afraid that was it. Yeah.
It's how I felt when I heard it. I went, that's it.
Literally, that was it. They put all of that work in.
It does knock the crack out of
it. The voice from the past. A voice of Egypt.
A single vowel.
Living history.
A single vowel, they say, between A and E, which would be O or U.
That's meant to represent.
Yeah. And they say full sentences may be possible within a few years.
Oh, my God.
A few years.
That's like one of those things where... Imagine if you put that in a museum or something, right?
That's what they will do. It's going into Leeds.
Come and hear the voice, the living voice.
You're laughing, but this is the literal plan.
No.
This is what they're literally doing.
You're going to go into a museum. You're going to walk up to this big thing and you're going to
you'll see the mummified. Now, here's the picture of the mummy, right? You see the box it was found in. You know, with the cask it was found in. The actual mummified remains.
Looks a bit rough.
You can see the replica of the tract and you'll be able to go up to it. Yeah, and it'll be all of this, like you're saying, and you'll be able to go... Yeah, there you are now. That's literally what they're going to do in Leeds. Leeds, yeah.
Imagine that now. So
Leeds General Infirmary,
excuse me, are you the curator at this museum? Yeah, I travelled all the way from Dublin right over to see this because I said it was going to be living history. It was going to be like a voice of a dead person. And that's what you're giving me.
Yeah, do you want the best part? They started working on this mummy in 1824. And I don't mean 6:30 yesterday. 1824 was when they started working on the remains of the mummy. I know it takes time to do all these things.
Oh my God. And that's as far as we've gotten.
Yeah, usually the mummy has its tongue sticking out, they say, leading to speculation that this fella died in the mid-50s, which would be late enough for the priest back in the day, either from poisoning or from a bee sting to the tongue.
Right. Maybe that's what he was. Maybe that's what he saw.
He's
gone. So literally, he couldn't form a word. He was just trying to say,
There's a bee in my soup. I got a guy. Call the mummies.
Yeah.
Oh, what are we worried? I got a bee sting. That is unbelievable.
It's a bit underwhelming.
We're being
quite facetious as well.
History has let us down.
Yeah. We're being facetious as well. I mean, it probably isn't. It's a masterstroke to get this far.
PJ.
Fuck that.
Yeah, Rick Springfield, Jesse's Girl, here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Aha, Take On Me, just ahead of this. Plenty more on the way. Still guaranteed winning to be done on the Breakfast Table Quiz.
Absolutely, yeah. Breakfast Table Quiz. It's a monster. You're just great. Everybody that plays wins, and then there's a banquet at the end.
What more could a buddy ask
I'm
for?
I'm actually just disappointed I don't get to say the word banquet after this week. You know what I mean? Come Monday, you can't even chat about it anymore.
Also, there's rumours, won't reveal too much, but rumours of a very big gig on the way. We'll be able to tell you about, hopefully, a little bit later on. Enough said about that. Of course, Chinese New Year. Got to mark Chinese New Year. It's happening tonight, PJ.
Tomorrow is the official day, is it?
Does it not kick off
tomorrow?
Tonight?
No, well, midnight, I suppose.
Right.
It kicks off.
Then we shall agree to agree.
We'll agree to disagree.
George Michael's Freedom 90 here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's 22 minutes away from 8 o'clock. We've got the hit bit on the way. 087-188-0008. We've thrown in the obligatory fiver apiece to round it up to €1,100 that you can take today. So if you fancy it, give Ash a bell. I was going to say give Ash a bash.
Give Ash a bash.
Sorry about that, Ash. Give Ash a bell and you can let her know. In fact, just drop us a WhatsApp. That's the easier way to do it. Let her give you a bell.
Indeed.
Spending your money at the end of January. What do you like?
It's ridiculous. You should be getting money out of us. That's exactly the whole idea of this.
087-188-0008 free on WhatsApp. Now, time for a bit of nostalgia.
I mean, something so simple can make you so happy. And I know it's all products and placement and blah, blah, blah. But 22 years ago was a sad day for a lot of us.
There was.
As Opal Fruits changed its name to Starburst or Starbuck or whatever the hell they call it. Something stupid. Anyway, they changed the
Starburst,
name.
Starburst.
That's
yeah.
it, yeah, Starburst. And so now they've made an announcement that, and unfortunately, I'm just reading the detail. I got really excited at the start. That Opal Fruits, the name, is coming back.
Brilliant.
For a limited time.
Ah.
Yeah, they're not doing it fully, but I don't care. I'm taking advantage of it. And I know I'm the sucker for the game. I've been suckered into buying sweets just for the nostalgia. Remembrance of, I was going to say my childhood, but I was in my 20s.
Yeah, in fairness, it was only 22 years ago.
22 years ago, I was literally half my, oh my God, I was 22.
There you go.
It's taking the shine off of now having to realise how old I am, but that's grand, that's grand.
You visions of yourself tucking into opal fruits as a, like, you know what?
As a little nipper,
wearing,
yeah,
your shorts and,
yeah.
Oh, geez, you probably were wearing your shorts at 22. You wear them now, for God's sake, all
wearing,
the time.
I was wearing them in October.
Anyway, so yeah, well, I could never understand that. They used to sort of kind of globalise it, wasn't it?
They used to globalise. That's what happened with Snickers.
Yeah.
It used to be Marathon over here, and they thought, no, we want a sort of, we want a standard for all over the world, and it's the same. The United States being their biggest market, they went, right, Snickers as well, it's going to be
why,
in Europe.
Just out of curiosity, why wouldn't it have started off the same all over the place? Like, why wouldn't, you know...
I don't know, maybe they bought... I don't know. Maybe they bought the recipe.
Bulmers and Magners. That was one, wasn't
it? I don't get that, yeah.
Snickers and Marathon. There was the Star... Or Opal, yeah, Boost, the Starburst, whatever. And why don't they just start off and stay with the one name?
Do you remember the colossal failure of Cocoa Pops changing their name to Choco Krispies? Do you remember that?
No!
Yeah, they changed the ad and everything, and your man was, the little fella, little monkey was going, and I'd rather have a bowl of Choco Krispies, and they went, not buying them anymore.
Yeah, yeah, that's a rubbish.
And then they had to go straight back into the Cocoa Pops.
Yeah.
To go straight back to the Choco Krispies. What a disaster. But the good news.
I mean, the other thing is, Snickers, you know.
Yeah.
Very good brand of workwear, I believe. Not,
yeah.
Not being of a workwear type, but... Like, why would you chew? Like, where did it...
The States. The States. Yeah,
why,
America,
though?
Why?
The Snickers.
I don't know. I suppose, look, naming a...
You'd rather have a marathon than a Snickers,
I know,
you?
But naming a snack after, like, an endurance event is a bit mad, isn't it? Like, you wouldn't...
Okay.
You wouldn't have
no,
a...
No, but at least it implies that
it's like having
energy.
A pint called football. You know, it's... It doesn't really make a lot of sense. But still, like, yeah, I'm all for, yeah. I don't like the changes. I'm on your side, really. I'm trying to play the devil's avocado here.
Good point.
So, we've
started off something here. Look at that. Somebody's just texted in to say Twix used to be called Raider. No,
when?
Raider. Raider. Sorry, I beg your pardon. Raider.
No, it didn't.
In France, apparently. Lynx is also France. Called Axe.
That's right now,
somewhere,
yeah.
Somewhere around the place.
Yeah, they did change that, yeah. But it's still called Lynx here, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
You can still get a bottle of Lynx Africa. I can smell it, sure. Every time I use my Leap card, I can smell it. You know what I mean?
Oh, is that, it's popular, isn't it?
Ah, you see the young lads.
The Leap card brigade.
Yeah, the young lads that, you know, they're going into town for their, you know.
Yeah.
When
and
I'm coming home, they're coming in.
We couldn't have even planned this better because Susanna has just been on to say, remember the ad Opal Fruits made to make your mouth water? Yeah. It's funny you should say that.
Opal fruits have even more juice of the real fruit.
Strawberry, that's fruity. Orange, that's fruity too. Zingy lemon, tangy lime. Tingle with taste, so refreshing to chew. Opal fruits made to make your mouth water.
Ah, stop.
I don't actually remember that ad. But
you
I do,
do
remember. I remember I'm opal fruits made to make your mouth water. That sounds like a modern version.
A modern version. Haven't done it for 22 years. And it's a modern version. Isn't that brilliant? Oh.
See, it goes to show, made to make your mouth water.
I love the way
which
they...
For some reason, I'm struggling to say all of a sudden.
I love the 80s ads, the lack of effort that went into the song. Banana, that's fruity. Then the other one's fruity too.
Yeah.
And then there's a bit of them, that's fruity as well.
Orangey-flavoured orange.
Orange-flavoured goo. That's opal fruits made to make your mouth water. It's actually brilliant watching Ash, because she was going through all the opal fruits ads from the day.
Yeah.
And it's brilliant looking at her listening to 80s ads for the first time, because she was only born in 1989.
Oh, for God's
you know,
sake.
So she's listening to the 80s ads, and she was completely freaked out, because I forgot, 80s ads were all about being sultry.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's like, what sort of perverse television? It's like...
Somebody, would you like your mouth to water?
Would you like a Black & Decker handsaw? Give him what he wants for Christmas. A woodcutting tool. All the ads were like that. They were all, you had to be sold, you know. And you listen, watching someone hear it for the first time was
not all
uninteresting.
I mean, you had that, like, made to make, you know, that was a jingly jangly thing. And then you had, you know.
But, yeah.
The one you just mentioned. I'd rather have a bowl of Cocoa Pops.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was the, what was the other one we had with Ross Kemp in it?
Ross Kemp?
Deadle, 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 de
Oh, hell yeah. Tasty. Yeah. Very, very tasty.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And all that.
That wasn't an honest ad at all. They blow your pants off.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit.
It was a Tarzan-esque.
It was a little Tarzan. There was a touch of Tarzanius off us, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
It is through the generosity of Jim McCabe up to a sort of a tribbly figure with €1,100 for the Hit Bit this morning, which sounds like this, because this is it. Then that's the job. So, Jack is going to go first this morning. Jack Green, how are you getting on, Jack?
Oh, grand. Yourself?
Not too bad. What are you up to today, Jack? Where are you working?
I'm working in the Kilm Hospital of Porterhill.
Oh, very good.
Right, and yeah, is this, are you towards good. The end of your shift, are you only starting?
No, we're only starting. I'm waiting to start at 8 o'clock.
Thought you took away 1,100 quid before you start work.
I hope so.
Happy day.
Either that or get the disappointment out of the way.
Yeah. Once I hear your voice, it'll make my day.
Oh, Jack, stop it. I'll be running up for a hug after work.
You say all the right things, Jack. Go on. Right, go on. Let's try and give you the cash. What are you going for?
Do you really want to hurt me, Boy George?
Right, do you really
want to
hurt
me? George.
By George, is this it? What do you reckon? Now, hold it, we never ask because it's not Mike today. Ash is in today. Are we going to get puns today, Ash?
I'm going to try.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Ash. So, Boy George.
Come on, Jack is a nice fella. You do your best for
do
him.
Do you really want to hurt me?
Jack, I don't really want to hurt you. And I don't really want to make you cry. But you're wrong.
It was always worth a go. No worries, Jack.
I'll drop up for that hug around 11:30. Yeah,
yeah. No bother. Thanks a lot, right?
Happy Friday, Jack. Take care of yourself, right, man. Bye. Cheers.
Bye. See you, Jack. Good luck. Right, so Catherine O'Shea on line 2. How are you, Catherine?
Hi, how are you?
I'm not too bad at all. Where parts of the country are you into this morning, Catherine?
I'm in County Clare.
How are you? And what's it like there today? Is it all right? Is it? What, I got mysterious fog yesterday.
It's not bad. It's a bit foggy, but it's not too bad.
Right. Are you on the move at the moment, Catherine?
I'm actually, yeah. I just dropped somebody off for a bus, and now I'm about to go and do a bit of grocery shopping.
Good for you.
Grocery shopping. She's in a one-seater plane.
I'm sorry.
Grocery shopping, and she's not even 8 o'clock. Mind you, what am I saying?
Keep moving.
Yeah. Catherine likes to get this stuff
get it all done
and dusted.
And in fairness, you don't want to be taking the plane out 2 or 3 times on the same
true,
day.
You know what I mean, yeah. Where are you going to land if you don't go
exactly,
early?
Exactly, yeah, yeah. You never get to park it in the supermarket. Yeah. So what do you reckon then, Catherine? What do you think it is?
I thought it might be Kylie Minogue. I should be so lucky.
Right so, Ash.
Catherine, I wish you were lucky on this Friday, but you're not.
Yeah. Joy. Catherine, safe shopping. Happy Friday to you.
Thanks a million.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
See you later, Catherine. Take care. Bye.
Safe shopping.
I've never heard that one before.
Yeah, that's...
Hey, when you're shopping, be careful out there.
Hey, let's be careful out there, people. Yeah. You can get rough in the aisles, you know.
Stay away from the bargain aisle. Stay away from that middle aisle. You never know what you're meeting there.
Queen, I Want to Break Free here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you folks. Friday 24th of January, 9:30 past 8 o'clock. Loads still to come. Guaranteed winners on the Breakfast Table quiz. We got another fantastic prize courtesy of Leopardstown and the Dublin Racing Festival on the 1st and 2nd of February. We got a package to hand out. We've got the overall prize to hand out. That's on the way. Also, rumours going around at the moment of a big gig announcement. Hopefully, we'll be able to tell you more about that before too long. But of course, as you've heard with John many times over the course of the morning, this is the day. Midnight tonight is the start of the Chinese New Year, is it?
It is.
That's what we've established.
Midnight tonight, the beginning of the Chinese New Year. It is, of course, the Year of the Rat. We're going into the Year of the Rat. What that means, I'm not really too sure, but I'm sure we'll get to the bottom of it as we talk
on it. We'll get around to that.
But of course, it means different things to different people. Whatever Chinese year, like each year you're born in is associated to a different animal.
Yeah.
And that animal gives you different traits and characteristics that you bring through your life and all of that sort of carry on.
Exactly. We'll do the rat ones a bit later on. But naturally, of course, I know we've come across this before. We've done this in the past a little bit. But we had to do a little bit of analysis about ourselves and what the Year of the Rat's going to mean for us.
Indeed.
Right. So we have our own. We've done this with Ash and we've done it with John. Or we're going to do it with John as
well. John is 1978. I don't know what that one... What does that make him? It makes him a horse, does it?
He is a horseman.
He is a horseman, man. Right, yeah.
That is true. We'll have to look up that. But in the meantime,
big
right,
microphone on him and all there, walking around.
Some of the interesting things now, you can read into this, watch, you know, different people will have different levels of, you know, association and attachment with the, just, you know, how genuine maybe the whole these idea are, of yeah, having animal associations well, in a year are, because...
Well, like, Jim's a little monkey.
Yeah, and you're a rabbit.
I'm a rabbit, yeah.
Yeah, so we discovered some of the things about each other. So now, just, oh, I'm just saying, people, just listen to this, right? This apparently is PJ Gallagher because he was born in the year of the rabbit, right? A tame creature.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Representing hope for a long time. You're the least... you're always going on about giving up your dreams. And how can you represent
well,
hope?
I hope that one day I can be happy.
Listen to this.
With a lack of...
Not aggressive.
Yes. Yeah.
Not aggressive.
Sounds right to me. Sounds like it's ding on the head here.
Decent, noble and elegant.
Elegant, definitely elegant. Very elegant sort I am. Do you know what I mean? Does it say anything about being kind?
Well, no, funnily enough, doesn't mention that at all.
Oh, well, what?
But there's some other belters in here. I mean, do you want to know a bit about your personality?
Yeah, okay, but I'll do you now as well.
Right,
hold on,
okay,
little monkey. We can go side by side here.
Right, okay.
Monkey Jim. Gorilla Jim, as I like to call him.
I knew that. You see, I knew that was coming. I knew the silverback reference was coming at some stage.
Ah, yeah.
I knew that was on the way.
Look at him now. He's in a huff. He's peeling his banana in a real pot in a huff now. You want to see him? He's after slamming the whole bunch on the ground.
I'll tell you. Wait till you see what I do with your carrots.
Yeah. He's going to scoff them and all. So there you go. So little monkey Jim. Clever, intelligent.
Yes. Thank you.
You know, always smart, especially in his career and wealth. They're lively, flexible. I've never seen them do the splits now, I'll be honest with you. Quick-witted and versatile. Yeah.
Thank
and
you.
In addition, their gentleness and honesty bring them an everlasting love life. Well, they were born with enviable skills, and they still have a bit of shortcomings, right? So there's a downside to all of these
animals. No, couldn't possibly be. Are you reading the right thing?
As you just saw with the bananas, an impetuous temper. And the tendency to look down on others. I actually don't agree with that, because the only person I've ever seen Jim look down on is himself.
Right. And what about, so you're a tenderness, grace and sensitive.
Absolutely.
Are you sure you were born in the year of the rabbit?
Absolutely certain, yeah. I have a certificate and everything to prove it.
They avoid arguing with others.
Yeah, that'd be me, all right, yeah.
Oh, my God. And this is the capable of converting an enemy into a friend. Your worst nightmare is a friend.
That's, yeah.
Like, you don't want any more of those types that might knock around to your house.
But it's not like enemies either. You know what I mean? It's like a bit of quiet time.
Oh, my God.
That's me.
Oh,
and here's a great one that Ash pointed out to me. Guess who the perfect love match of the monkey is? Jim. It's the rabbit. Jim.
Oh my God.
To put it in Ash's words, we're mad for each other.
Mad for it.
Mad for each other. We're the couple made in heaven.
Yours come down as sheep, monkey,
yeah,
dog and pig.
There you go. And you're a bad one for you as a pig, actually. Tigers and pigs you need to stay away from.
Yeah.
Holding different values and views, they don't have many common topics in their daily lives. Difficult to communicate with patience and respect. There's no patience. Quarrels and conflict, yeah, especially when he's arguing with himself, it's hard to get in the middle of them. Hard to get in the middle of Jim when he's fighting with Jim.
Yeah. You'll have to avoid Ash and English John.
Is that true?
Snake and rooster. Because remember we found out English John was a cock.
He's a cock, yeah. And you're a sniggledy snake. Ash is a sniggledy snake.
You have to be careful with them.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is the best one. Can I just point out, this is my favourite bit of all of it. Right, there's a few things here. One of PJ's best jobs, right? In the category of best jobs for somebody born in the year of the rabbit. PJ Gallagher should be a priest.
That's not what it says.
Yeah. Teacher, priest, police and judge.
I think I'd be a very good priest.
Oh my God.
I think I'd be
That's
a very good
amazing.
Priest. Calling around to people's gaff and having a biscuit and going home.
Yeah, and the other thing about
up
it
up
is,
at the elf,
bearing know. In mind PJ's alliances with the RNLI,
yeah.
In his fortune for 2020, having been born in the year of the rabbit, says they'd better try not to go near water.
Does it really say
it
that?
It says that. And take good care of themselves to prevent disease of liver and gall.
Jeeper, would the liver be all right? I don't know how you get gall. Or what goes wrong
that's
with your gall.
That's fantastic.
Oh, that's your it's the best job. Yours is pretty much bang on. It's very accurate with you. Bet linguist, diplomat, journalist or entertainer. Like, you're right here. A professional athlete.
Oh
if climbing trees was a sport, you'd be right.
Why did you give up on the monkey? What is this?
And your best working partners, though, this is where I fall short now, right, on me. There's no rabbit in there. Rats, dragons and snakes. And the best age to start a business, Jim.
I missed it, have I?
No, 50. You're bang on. You're around 50 is a good, bad time to start a business. Thank God you don't want to get away from me. You know what I mean?
Anyway,
isn't that lucky?
Do we have... so
best career fields, though, is good. A maternal shop. Can you imagine, Jim?
A maternal shop?
Or a toy shop, yeah. If you're going to do it, there you go. That's what you need to get into.
It's my worst nightmare.
Well, yeah.
Lots of kids running around.
Well, you know.
Put that down.
And how is that different to this? How is that different to this?
So we'll have to suss out what Ash is. We'll have to get some of Ash's highlights.
Sniggledy
and John the Horse.
Yeah, Johnny the Horse and Sniggledy Snake Ash.
And then we'll have to find out as well what the story is with the Year of the Rat. Like, what you know.
What's that got in store for all of us?
What's it got for
all
of us?
I'm reading through that now. We'll get into that. This is great, Craig. Come back to Sniggledy PJ or Rabbity PJ and Gorilla Jim.
Rabbit non, yeah.
Now you're up to date on the home of the No Repeat, 7-7, putting €1,000 on the line every hour. This is Classic Hits.
Cheers, horse. Thanks a million.
Thank you, indeed.
Year of the Horse. Do we know any characteristics about John's horsiness?
Oh, we do, don't we? Yeah, yeah. John's a great little horse.
Does it say why the long face? Right? No.
No.
Hey, but come on.
No, no. What is it? I should have had this ready for you. Oh, the love spend. What is that? Oh, no. I have a whole huge list and I don't know what to pick from. I'll have to come back to you on that.
We don't know any of John's horsey characteristics.
Well, we do. I don't know what I've done. Where are they all gone? Strengths, here we go.
There.
Nice personalities such as warm-hearted, upright and easygoing.
No, John we're doing.
Yes. Yeah. Where are you getting this information?
China. I get it from... They usually have a lot of friends flocking around them.
Again, it's John we're talking about here.
Something miscue in this whole thing, isn't it?
My favourite is his weaknesses, though. His love of spending time seems to be his biggest problem. He loves spending time with people. It's his biggest problem.
Really?
Yeah, because he needs to be so financially well off to support his social activities.
Again, misinformation on a great, great scale. We are literally dealing with political levels of misinformation here.
John, the social animal.
Calm down, John.
Yeah, exactly. I doesn't say anything about getting...
About a social now is a crypt.
Just, I don't know, folks. I'm starting to read into this. I'm not sure this Chinese New Year stuff is all it's cracked
it's
up
kind
to.
Of a Mystic Meg type stuff, isn't it, really? It's just any old gutter old stuff put up on a page.
Why he has friends flocking around him.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds accurate to me. I mean, when have we not come in here that John's not recovering from a big night out?
Too good. Right, listen, breakfast table quiz on the way. Come on, final chance to win guaranteed prizes just for playing. So let us know if you fancy having a bash at the
The breakfast table quiz. 10 or more. It's all yours because it's Friday. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp.
Vogue from Madonna here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 20 to 9. Happy Friday to you folks. And happy birthday to Kyle Meehan. Kyle Meehan is 6 today. His granddad, Chris... And Linda, they were on. They wanted to wish you the very best. Love your bones, bud.
Love your bones, bud.
I haven't heard that expression
in a very long time.
Anyway, Kyle Meehan, happy birthday to you from Grandad Chris and from Linda. Have a good one. By the way, you know the way we're doing this thing on the Chinese New Year, right?
Yes.
And all that sort of shenanigans, right? I don't know if it's going to be a good one for me. Look at this.
Come on, tell me now why. What's wrong?
It says if you were born in the year of the monkey, right?
Yeah.
Then 2020, there may be unexpected financial losses this year.
Oh, brilliant. Something to look forward to.
What?
Something to look forward to, isn't it? Coming into the new year.
I just refer you back to his supposed qualities as a rabbit.
What was
tenderness mine? And... oh, my God.
Well, that's what I'm trying to sympathise.
You're wallowing in the potential financial ruin of me.
I am not. That's outrageous. That's outrageous. I'm not doing that at all. Putting words into this little rabbit's mouth.
Anyway, the good news for you is that you need to further your education and hone your skills for work.
I looked for everybody.
Oh my God, if that was ever... Under yours, another key reminder for 2020, further your education and hone your skills for work,
okay,
PJ.
As in,
learn to do anything.
Yeah, well, I think we can all agree, I decided not to do that when I was like 15. I gave up on all of those things, right? And why would I further my... What is it for work?
Mind you, it's also an ideal year to get married.
I wasn't good at that either. Is this just pointing out things I've already failed on in my life? Is this what this is turning into?
I'm only saying what the page
says. I tell you something.
I'm saying what the page says. And listen, you better...
It didn't say how rude gorillas are when we were reading about it, did it?
Can I just point out, you need to be on your best behaviour as well, right?
Right, right,
right. Because under my one, under Monkey for 2020, it says, people born in the year the monkey may be able to gain power or climb the social ladder in their lines of work this year. Wait for it. If there is a job position you've been eyeing, it's a good time to apply. I may be on the upward spiral here.
Well, hopefully, because I think we both realised that the way I am, lack of education and no skills, that if you get a new job, I'm going with you.
Yeah.
You can't shake,
I just took that
can't
to
shake
mean.
Off a bad smell, Mr. McCabe. You might be the gorilla, but I am your permanent bunch of bananas.
Yeah, I don't go anywhere unless I have my banana with me.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you met PJ? Yeah.
Have you met my bananas? I go nowhere without them.
Oh my god!
They're as reliable as my sociable horse.
How would I climb the social ladder in the line of work in here? That just means you get your own. You get your own mug, doesn't it?
I'd say climbing the ladder here would be grand. You go in and you ask for a raise and they say no, but we'll give you a promotion and then they just give you a new title. So you're now senior presenter of the Breakfast Show.
Or actually, Joe, it would actually be similar to... Remember your one where you went in and found out that you were doing more work?
Jim's one. I got called into a meeting and Jim was already at the meeting. This is brilliant.
Can I just point out this? I don't remember it this way.
I remember. Come here. I got told. You know the way Andy calls into a meeting. Andy Badger goes, "Where are you?" And I walked in, and Jim was already at the meeting. A meeting I didn't know was happening. And then I get told. Then Jim told me you're all right for doing the Saturday thing, and I didn't know what he was talking about. So I just agreed so Jim wouldn't be in trouble. And it turned out I'd agreed to work an extra day for free. I never did it. I was duped.
I resemble that remark. I don't know that that's necessarily exactly how it happened.
Yeah, right. I tell you, Mr. Gorilla in your tree. It was the most mistiest thing you ever did. I mean, yeah, duped I was.
Anyway, you said
Jim
yourself.
Jim nodding behind him. Yeah, just say yeah.
I can't go anywhere without my banana. I couldn't have done it on my own, for God's sake, could I?
No. Well, you could have. You were doing it on your own. For about 2 years.
Stop picking on technicalities.
You were literally doing it on your own. He just talked me into doing it as well. I wouldn't mind on you. I'm not even very good at that either.
Mr. Blue Sky from ELO. And if you're an ELO fan, there's rumours breaking at the moment of a big, big announcement. Worth sticking with us till after nine, I'd say.
I think so. Mm. If you're a fan, definitely. There is definitely a reason to hang around.
Absolutely, if you're a big ELO fan. Wait for it. Can't wait this bit.
The milk is at the end now.
Yeah.
Isn't
there? Which, of course, Niall Boylan famously told us is actually him saying, "Please turn over." From the original, when it was an LP version.
That's right.
So the story goes. Anyway, yeah, if you are, that's our ELO song, Mr. Blue Sky. And if you're an ELO fan, if you're a big music fan, I tell you something, there's a big announcement on the way after nine.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Trying to get the biggest score. Hope the next dog gets the
more. It's
the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins and Ennis in Limerick. 2020 is your year. Get the exam results you deserve with Julie's. See KES.ie.
Right, this is it. Final day of what's been a brilliant week, courtesy of Leopardstown Racecourse, celebrating the Dublin Racing Festival. More than racing, more than a festival. You should check it out on the website. To be honest with you, I have a sneaky suspicion that all of the VIP stuff...
Yeah.
Right? Is sold out.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Now, I could be wrong, but I thought I saw that on my social media stuff that they'd actually sold it out, because that's how it's a cracking, cracking couple of days. 1st and 2nd of February at Leopardstown Racecourse. It is the Dublin Racing Festival. You got 8 Grade 1 races over those 2 days if you're a racing fan. All of the top trainers, top jockeys, top horses all being there. €2 million in prize money up for grabs. But if you just fancy a bit of a blast, a bit of a good day out...
You're still going to win. That's it.
It's incredible. You've got all sorts. You've got great entertainment, live music, Aslan, George Murphy, who actually Megan is chatting to on Guaranteed Irish this weekend.
Have you seen him lately?
No.
You want to see how different he looks.
Really?
He's all big and buffed up and everything.
There you go.
Yeah.
No wonder Megan got him into the studio.
No, I don't blame her.
Yeah, Megan's going to be chatting to him on Guaranteed Irish on Sunday evening. There's all sorts of stuff. There's DJ sets, as I said, live music. There's even the Six Nations rugby is being shown.
Actually, you can't lose.
So it's absolutely everything you could possibly want. 1st and 2nd of February at Leopardstown Racecourse. You can check it out on their website, leopardstown.com/Dublin-racing-festival.
9 to score to beat, though. So it, actually, with the way the questions have been, that's a pretty tough ask now at the moment. But Rob Ganocchi is going to have a go this morning. Hiya, Rob.
Hey lads, are you well?
Not bad at all. How are you getting on, Rob? What's the story with you today?
Just working away. Looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah. Oh yeah, aren't you? Have you any plans?
No. Just going to relax.
Good for you.
God,
good
that's
for you,
better
Rob.
Still, in fairness.
Yeah, right, but listen, first and foremost, Rob, you are a winner already because straight away, just for getting on the phone, we're going to give you the Dublin bundle. So that's 4 of you heading to Leopardstown on the 2nd of February. You get free in, you get food voucher, tote betting voucher and race card all included. That's yours, sir.
Good stuff.
Done. Right, now to go for the big one, the one the PJ wants, the banquet.
Now to go for the big one, yes. So Rob the Jockey Ganocchi heading off to the races. Let's do this.
Right, 60 seconds, here we go.
In what continent is Siberia?
Asia.
Yes, which city is further south, Cape Town or Perth in Australia?
Sorry, can you say again?
What is further south, Cape Town or Perth?
Perth.
Yeah, which is the front row? What's the front of a boat called?
Stern.
The bow, in which country would you be if you swam off the Gold Coast or Bondi Beach?
Australia.
Which country is the world's largest producer of coffee?
In Ethiopia.
It's Brazil. Qantas Airways is the national airline of what country?
Australia.
In New York, what colour are the taxis normally?
Yellow.
What is the international dialing code for the UK?
0044.
Sugarloaf Mountain is a tourist attraction in what South American country?
Brazil.
In the Roman Catholic Church, which is the higher ranking, an archbishop or a cardinal?
Cardinal.
In which country was the car manufacturer BMW founded?
Germany.
What is the occupation of Walt Disney's Seven Dwarfs?
Sorry, can you say again?
No, the Seven Dwarfs, what do they work as?
The Seven Dwarfs.
Yeah, what was their job?
That'd be an
making toys.
No, they were miners. Remember, hi ho, hi ho. It's off to work we go. They were miners. Not okay. To worry, Rob.
All right. Okay, let's see how we did. What do we need to get to?
We need a 10. So
we
9 is the score to beat, Jen.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
8. Not too bad. They're not easy at the minute, I'm telling you.
Brave effort, though, Rob. And at least you walk away with the Dublin bundle. That's yours just for getting on to play. So well done. Happy Friday to you, sir.
Thanks, lads. Enjoy your weekend.
See you later,
you too,
Rob.
Man.
Have a good
Take
one.
Care.
Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins and Ennis in Limerick. 2020 is your year. Get the exam results you deserve with Julie's. See KES.ie. Classic hits.
I think Rob was struggling to hear some of the questions there. Dodgy line, obviously, from
dodgy
him.
Dodgy line, yeah. Or else I was sending them a dodgy sort of signal out of my head.